I want to ask you a question today, and that question is, what happens when we give ourselves permission? That's permission to take time to be alone, to travel solo, to speak out maybe, to take that first class or to try something new. Well, I can tell you what I think happens, and that is that something new is created. New beginnings happen. We have space for new thoughts. We feel empowered. We create. We inspire. And we change lives. So today, I am talking to you from the Isle of Mull. And this is the first episode of an on-location podcast of me just speaking my thoughts. So I was speaking to Neil James recently, and this idea came forth of being outdoors more. So this is my first trip since I spoke to him, so I decided to take you to Mull with me. Now I'm on the Isle of Mull because I have a wedding to photograph tomorrow, and I am taking an extra night beforehand, mostly because I had to get the ferry over and make sure I was over here on time, so I needed to allow that extra night. I came over quite early, and I am camping in my van on one of the lesser known campsites, which isn't really a campsite, it's basically a big field by the beach. And I know it because I photographed a wedding here. It was many years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and I had the most wonderful time at that wedding. It's the most beautiful beach ever, Ardlanish, in case anybody wants to know. It is a motorhome stop, so you can go and park there. There's no facilities, but it's just a basically a big field, and you have direct access onto the most beautiful beach. And I came back a few years later and camped here for a couple of days in the sunshine and had the most wonderful swims. So I thought, well, look, I'm going to do that the night before. By chance has it, I arrived at like about 1 o'clock, so got to the campsite about 2-ish and the sun came out. So we have this amazing, beautiful weather that is just like, it's just wonderful to be sitting outside. I didn't expect it to happen again, but it has. So we're going to be grateful for that. So I brought my phone, a very simple way of recording this podcast, down to the beach. And I've been walking about. I've had to find somewhere sheltered. So I'm sitting under this massive rock at the moment, recording this for you. And I wanted to do my first ever visual podcast. So the idea is that when I'm out and about, I am in some of the most incredible places, and it's almost a bit of a shame that you can't see some of it. So Neil was telling me that he was talking to Sean Tucker, and Sean said, why don't you just walk around with a GoPro on your chest whilst you're recording? Because he walks and records. I'm actually sitting down because I needed to get out of the wind. It's quite windy here. But I really was grabbed by that idea of something very, very simple, because what I don't need in my life is another really complex setup where I have to do lots of editing and it becomes really complicated. So you're walking around with a lot of kit and a lot of cameras, and that's okay for the occasional YouTube video. But for this format, I think it's just such a wonderful idea. So I'm giving it a go. If it doesn't work, I'll cut this section and just record a podcast. But it's one of those cases, we've just got to try it and see. So I've been hand-holding my GoPro along this beach as I've been walking, and I'll post it to YouTube so you can actually see where I am at the time of recording. So I wanted to bring you along on my journeys a little bit and to share some thoughts. And the thoughts that I want to share today are actually really relevant, because I was going to record something around finding inspiration. And I had it all planned, and then I was driving down to Mull. It was about 2.5 hour journey driving. When I'm driving, when I get my van and I have a long journey, I tend to get this space. So this is part of actually the inspiration. I gain inspiration by driving away, usually somewhere, and I have this headspace. I have a couple of hours to listen to podcasts. And that usually sparks something in me. Today it sparked it massively for me. And I kept stopping to write things down. And whilst I was on the ferry, I just had a bit of a writing session. So I just wanted to talk it through with you. But the whole point behind it is that I have done exactly what I was going to talk to you about. And this is exactly a demonstration of that. I've got away. I've gained inspiration. I always feel so inspired, and I have moments of clarity where I start to understand, where am I going? What do I want to create? How do I want to help people? And that always comes through when I take time out. So thinking about this idea of giving ourselves permission, and I start to wonder, is part of the problem we have that we don't give ourselves permission? Do we hold ourselves back? And maybe this is one for the female people in my life, I don't know, but I do think that as young girls we are taught to be good. We're taught to please, to care, that being thin or who we marry is equal to our self-worth. But what if our self-worth was actually connected to our talent instead, our passions, how authentically we lived, how well we did in our own careers, how much we earned? And what if we put ourselves first, left the housework and took off alone? It's often not the people or the families in our lives that hold us back or stop us actually doing that. Many of them actively encourage it. It's ourselves. We hold ourselves back. And so why is that? Because we've learned early on to be carers and to be nice. But you don't have to stop caring or being nice to step into your own. In fact, as women, we need to. Because we're the ones who raise the next generation. And what do our children do? They copy. They learn by what they see about how to live and how to grow. And if you want your daughter, your niece, your grandchild to grow, to feel fulfilled in life, to have enough self-worth, to dream big maybe, to want to live an authentic, true life and to have a fulfilling career, not to be dependent and not to feel her value is solely linked to how well she looks after others, then we must show them a different way. And it takes energy. It takes a lot of energy and it's exhausting to suppress the true you. It's tiring. Now, I speak from experience. I'm learning and I've been learning for 15 years that it takes time and practice. And each time I do something like take a trip solo and the result is this thing that I dream up that ends up helping others. And each time I see a result from me giving myself permission to go, I understand a little bit more. I get closer. I do it more often, I feel bolder. And this isn't just a look at me what I'm doing. It's about join me, come with me, do it yourself. So I was listening to Kathy Heller talking about the 7-year-old you, and it strikes a chord, and I think it'll strike a chord with a lot of people. Can we go back to that 7-year-old you? Can you imagine yourself at home? And when you do, when you can visualise that, go over to her and say, I'm coming to get you. You don't have to be here anymore. You will find your voice. Do not worry. Now, when we are truly free, we can live in line with our own passion and how we want to live. Whether that is simply taking off by yourself for the night so you can read and rest and be inspired and refreshed. Or whether that is starting a business you've always thought was a good idea, but wait, there's too much to do in the house. How will the shopping get done? I've got to stay home and care for this person. Remember, it's important to take time for well-being, for future possibilities. I think we all need to have a dream. We all need to dream big. And I'll tell you my dream, and I've never said this out loud before, but I'm going to now. Is to develop my business to an extent that I can employ all the talented, undervalued people that I see around me. Those that want to work with me, that is. I want to inspire thousands to be creative and others simply to step into their dreams. And finally, my dream is to build big enough to buy both my children a house. I'm no longer thinking that playing small is nicer, more acceptable. I dream big and I hope you do too. So that's all from me today. I'm going to go and have a swim now. It's a little bit nippy. There's quite a lot of wind going on, which is quite cold. Although it's sunny and it looks amazing, it's not that appealing at this point in time. And I know a lot of you see me running into the water a lot and think that possibly I enjoy it. Well, the truth is that I don't always enjoy it. But what I do enjoy is the feeling afterwards. The feeling of getting in is awful usually. It's freezing and it's not that great. It's mind over matter. Once you're in, it can be incredible. Once you're out, even more incredible. So it's one of those things that I make myself do because I know I'm going to feel good after. And I suppose it's a little bit like what I've been talking about today. Taking that time out for yourself because you know it's good for you. A huge thank you to Neil James for inspiring me to finally run with this outdoor podcast idea, and as ever to Sean Tucker for being a source of never-ending inspiration. I will be joining him in Italy in a week or so, so I'm hoping to record a podcast from Italy as well. For now, thank you so much for listening, and again, just please do review this podcast if you get a moment. It really helps me continue recording.